There we go. Good morning. My name is Diane Rood, and I'm serving this month as liturgist. Am I? Oh, yes, please sit down. Sorry. We don't know what to do when the pastor's here. One announcement first is Jamie Stowers has something he would like to.
I need everybody's cooperation for this. Are we ready?
We're ready.
All right, here we go. If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
If you're happy and you know it, say praise the Lord. If you're happy and you know it, your bodies will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, let's stand up and praise the Lord. Hey, all right, give God a hand. Come on. All right, all right.
Wonderful way to open up the service. Get everybody's blood pumping. Oh, yes. Everyone, now that we're up, just go ahead and pass the peace to everyone that's near you. Who's here? Welcome again. Back to your seats. There's a correction in the insert. The flowers in the sanctuary are in observance of Wayne Story's 81st birthday, not 74th. So we wanted to clarify that. One of the other announcements we have is our angel. Who to contact. They're $15 if you would like one. Beth, Iris, Myra, back there. So if anyone would like to purchase one, it's coming up Christmas time. That's a nice little gift or a decoration for Christmas. Statements are available in the back if you haven't picked them up yet. They're still in the back waiting for you. Are there any other announcement? Oh, tonight, Feed the Body and Soul. And I'll have Larry. No. We're having meatloaf. Meatloaf, potatoes, roasted potatoes, and green beans will be served at 6.
5.
And service is at 7, and Iris, our one in... They are awake! And Iris will be our guest speaker tonight. Amen. Amen. Anything else? Barbara, yes. Okay. Do we need to bring the microphone? Okay. Amen.
Barbara, what time do we need to be here with our trunks? It's on Halloween, right?
Tuesday. Yeah. Oh, you're going to do that next? Okay.
Thank you.
And... Thank you. And a couple other announcements, but one is the Sunday school that meets over Education Building is starting a new Sunday school on the Holy Spirit. Bible class will begin next week. So if you'd like to join that, they meet over there at 9:30 to 10:30. And Bob has an announcement as well.
My usual pumpkin patch. Okay. You see these in the insert. They're to help remind you and help us to get people on the lot to sell. It's two-hour increments. Sunday through Friday is from 12 noon to dusk, even though the board is signed up at 11. That's so that you can get here, get the box out, get the money box out, get the lot ready before it actually opens. Even though we have people out there right now wanting to buy pumpkins. Okay. And Saturday from 9 to dusk. Two-hour slots. That means that if you come up here and work the 11 to 1 slot and nobody comes for the 1 to 3 slot, you are not obligated to stay. Bring the box into the church and leave. We are not obligating you. We're not trying to grab you and hold you hostage on the pumpkin lot. If you need to go, please just bring the money box into the church and go ahead and go. We will, with the next announcement, hopefully take care of that. That is, we need you. We need every person to sign up on the chart outside. If you fill this out, I will... fill in the chart for you. However, if you down under day number, I've got three, which means they wanted to work the lot three times instead of the 9th through the 31st. I've got Saturday, and there's three or four Saturdays in the month. So I don't know what to put down for you when I go to fill out the chart outside. Day number in Bob's mind was day number, well, it said day originally on the old ones. These are been modified. It's the day of the month that you can work. If you can work on the 15th today, That should be 15. If you can work on the 15th, 16th, should you put 15, 16. If it's in the same hour time span, you're covered. If it's a different hour span, time span, I need to know. So please be a little bit more specific, and I don't mind putting these on the chart outside for you if you take the time to fill them out now. But I just need to be able to log you in properly on the chart outside. We've had some occasions where people were not here to fill in for the slot, and the people stayed almost all day, if not all day. That's why I'm saying, if you need to go, please go ahead and leave. We are not trying to tie you here with the pumpkin patch. We want this to be a fun time for you and a fun time for everybody that comes up here. Again, I want to reiterate that this year, this is a mission of the church. The pumpkin patch is a mission to reach out to the community, to let them know we're here, to let them know that we care, and let them know that we want them to be a part of our congregation. Two things are happening. Hopefully, if everything's still going in place, we'll have Pumpkin Mania this Saturday on the 21st. It will be from 5 o'clock to dusk. However, I'm going to try and have one of the bounce houses. It'll be like an obstacle course out for the kids, and I'll get that here early. So if you want to bring your kids up earlier and play on that. But come 5 o'clock, we'll be serving free hot dogs and chips and drinks and things like that to, again, invite the community to come in and share with us and get to know us. The last thing is the trunk or treat. We are putting out on the insert that's getting handed out, not this insert, but the information sheet and the pumpkin patch. We're putting out that we are inviting the community to participate, to come up with their cars, open up their trunks, and hand out candy. We want them to feel like they are a part of the trunk or treat. So we're asking them in that handout to participate with us. If they don't have a trunk, we'll set up a table for them. Okay? If they want to wear costumes, fine. Just like some of ours, we'll be in costumes. Yep. Okay. Like we have in the past. That's great. There is a note on there. Please remember this is a church activity. So we put that on there, hopefully, to be nice and gentle. Any questions on the pumpkin patch that I've now confused you on? Okay.
All right. If you turn to the back of your bulletin, we will have opening words. We are appointed by Jesus Christ.
We go with God.
We offer peace in the Spirit of the Lord to everyone we meet.
We open our hearts.
We proclaim the good news.
The kingdom of God is near.
Amen.
If you would please stand and turn to 347 in your hymnals, we'll sing the Spirit song.
Fill your own desires by your
If you would turn to 882, we'll have our affirmation of faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
I'll try to remember to talk into it this time. There's a lot of people here. That's great. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. All right. I want to ask you a question. Raise your hand. That includes you guys, too. Raise your hand if you've ever gotten an invitation to a party. All right. Do you like parties? Do you like parties?
Yes.
Okay. Of course. What do you do to get ready to go to a party?
What? Get dressed nicely.
Get dressed up? What else? Oh, you might have to take some other clothes with you, okay? Uh-huh. You might have a costume, okay? Oh, cake. That's a good idea for a party, isn't it? Okay. Well, we're talking about a party. God has given us a special invitation to his party. Now, his party is not exactly like a birthday party, but it's just as exciting because he wants all of his friends to come. That's who sends you an invitation, your friend, right? Okay, so he wants all of his friends to come. And so Jesus tells us that God has invited each one of us individually to his party. Now, some parties you go to, you bring a gift, right? Okay, do you think that when you go to God's party, you need to bring a gift?
Nope. You bring yourself.
Oh, yourself. Oh, that's good. Because what? Bring your love. That's a great idea. Okay. And we are God's sheep, aren't we? The sheep of his pasture. And so we can bring a sheep. But that would be ourselves, wouldn't it? Okay. That would be really good. Well, so I hope that you're anxious to go to God's party. It's a celebration. It's going to be exciting. But you know what? Some people think they have to wait till after they die to go to God's party. Is that true? No, God's having a party all the time, and we're part of it. And so I want you to know that God loves you so much that he invited you to his party. How many of you are going to go? All right, amen. Now we can have a treat.
Trey, Jim, here, I'll show you. Yes. Thank you.
Will the ushers please come forward?
I want to ask you guys to do something for me. I'm having surgery on Wednesday, and I'd like for everybody to pray for me. Just take Monday and Tuesday off of work and just pray for me constantly. Now just pray. I'm kind of nervous. When I'm nervous, I'm kind of goofy. So I'm probably going to get goofier and goofier right up until Wednesday. But if you would, please pray for me. Have surgery Wednesday. You won't see me for a little while. It'll be a couple of weeks recovery. But you'll be in good hands. That's all. Just please pray for me. I know that prayer works. And I know that this is a church full of praying people. So. Happy day,
oh happy day,
oh happy day,
oh happy day,
when Jesus washed,
when Jesus washed,
when Jesus washed,
when Jesus washed,
when Jesus washed, he washed my sins away,
oh happy day,
ah happy day. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
Said when Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
He washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Oh,
happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus washed.
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 Washed all our sins away. Oh, he washed them away.
Oh, happy day.
He taught me how to watch, fight and pray. You got to fight and pray. Ba-da-da. And live rejoicing in happy day.
Oh, 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 happy day.
I said happy day.
Oh, happy day.
It's a happy, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Jesus washed our sins away.
Oh, happy day.
It was a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Sometimes it's every day.
Oh, happy day.
It is a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day. Yeah, 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 yeah.
As we go in this time of prayer, I will do like the pastor has done in the past, just give us the time to lift up those people who we know need our prayers, and to lift up those people we don't know who need our prayers, for God knows. So before I start praying, let's take a time to bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we are silent, but each one of us are turned to you, Lord, asking you to help us, to bless us, to teach us. Lord, we as Calvary United Methodist Church are here today to serve you. We pray, Lord, that you will use us. We pray, Lord, that your healing hand will touch Andy and the others in this church. For, Lord, we know your power. And we praise you, Lord, and we ask that you intercede into these needs. Now as we pray the prayer that you taught us to pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
If you would please stand and turn in your hymnals to 593, we'll sing Here I Am, Lord. Please be seated.
The scripture reading this morning is Romans 8, 10 through 17. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is life because of righteousness. The spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his spirit that dwells in you. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if, in fact, we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Good morning. Good morning. I didn't say that earlier. Did we say good morning to anybody? Okay. We heard, what's his name back here?
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Jamie started us off with a spirit song. The choir had a spirit song. And we're going to talk about spirit today. We had two hymns that were spirit songs. Absolutely.
And another one yet to come?
Yet to come. Might be because I clued him in and I'm wanting them. No. Today is Laity Sunday. Throughout the Methodist churches in the United States and the world, the second Sunday in October is recognized as Laity Sunday. It's the time when we tell the pastor, get out. Go sit on the side over there somewhere. Okay? Because it's our turn. It's our turn to show our faith through service, to show our faith in worship. And we are here because we know who we serve. And we want to share our faith with each other. Laity is us. Clergy is Pastor Esther and Ron. Picking on Ron Carver. We have an opportunity on the second Sunday of every October, every year, second Sunday of October every year, to serve. If you would like to get up here and speak next October, they're taking applications. They'll gladly take you under advisement. But also, in the past, we've had opportunities where liturgists is laity, where the ushers are laity. Gee, they already are. Mm-hmm. But we've had other opportunities where we've included more of us in the service itself. Even in the sermons we've shared. So it's our opportunity to show who we serve. This service this morning started about a month and a half ago. It started when the Pastor Esther referred to the scriptures in 1 Kings 19, 9 through 14. It's the scripture about Elijah. And he went off and hid in a cave. I don't know why he did that. I read the scriptures before that and this. And Elijah had just called God to send down fire and light the sacrifice. Okay? After hundreds of prophets of Baal failed to do it. They spent all day trying to call fire down from their gods to light the sacrifice. Elijah did that. But what happened afterwards was the end of all of Baal's prophets. And it scared Elijah. And Ahab went and told Jezebel. And Ahab vowed to get Elijah by the end of the next day. So Elijah ran. My problem is, you just had God's power shown. Why did you run? But thank goodness he did, and it's in the scriptures that way, and I got to hear it that way, and that led me to today. Because in that cave, in the wilderness, God spoke to Elijah, and he said, why are you here? Why are you so far away in the wilderness, in a cave, hiding? That caused me to go, Maybe some of you remember that late night show. Most of us do. And I asked, why are you here, Bob? Why are you here at Calvary? And the simple, silly answer is I was asked to be here for Laity Sunday to speak. So I'm here because I was asked. But the real reason is because when I was asked, something inside said, yes, I'll do it. Okay. That something inside jumped out and said, yes, I'll do it. And then my brain caught up. I said, what? What do you mean you'll get up and speak again? They're tired of hearing of you, from you. But that's where we're going this morning. What caused me, what inside of me was willing to say yes, then think about it. Now let me ask you, why are you here this morning? Choir, why are you here this morning? Because he told you to?
Cookies.
They were told to be here. No, not really. We know their voice. We know their power. God invites them here and asks them to be here. George, George, go, he's hiding in the corner. Andy, same thing. That's the way I keep them awake, call them by name. Like Bill Walker, why are you here? You don't have to answer. Others in the congregation, we're going to ask ourselves this morning, why are we here? Did something inside of us speak to us? Did something come over us? Did a feeling come over us that we needed to be here this morning? What if I ask you to come up here and speak right now? Got one, said yes. Two. Or was that the one? It's scary. A lot of people will not come up here because it's scary. But if you say yes, God will provide. God will take those nerves and turn you into Bob. No. God will provide for you while you're standing up here. What if I asked you to work in the pumpkin patch? Okay. A mission of the church. What if I ask you to teach or to lead a committee or to be on a committee, to join others in prayer, to help serve in the food pantry, to be a love bug, to help clean up the church and many other areas in the church that God needs our hands? What would your answer be? Is there something within you that pushes you to say yes? That you're willing to answer what is calling you from within, that power from within that's moving you to serve? I think all of us know that Methodists believe in the Trinity, God in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But I sometimes wonder, have we forgotten the Holy Spirit? Do we rely on our knowledge and belief in Jesus Christ and forget the Holy Spirit? You see, God sent the Holy Spirit to us. God put the Holy Spirit in us so that we will know Him. But today we may turn to always to what we know is Jesus. The Holy Spirit is in the Bible throughout the beginning to the end. The Holy Spirit is in the first two verses of the Bible. Genesis 1, 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness over the surface of the earth. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And down in verse 26, we see the Trinity. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule." God went on in John to say, "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another counselor to be with you forever." And this is the Spirit of truth. The world cannot see Him or accept Him, but it is neither seen because it is not seen and nor known to them. But you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you. There's another verse I like. It depicts a lot of us. "You stiff-necked people, you unclean hearts and ears, you are just like your father." Heard that before. You always resist the Holy Spirit. The Bible is telling us that the Holy Spirit was with us in the beginning, before we were born. The Holy Spirit is with us now, today, tomorrow, into eternity. The Holy Spirit has the same powers, personalities, abilities that God does. Omnipresence, omnipotent, and eternal. We want to resist sometimes. And we resist by saying, "Wait a minute, I don't have time to do that. You've been asked to do something, and that voice inside you is saying, yes, yes. And we're drowning it out with, I don't have time. I've done my part. Let some younger people in the church do it. Other people are thinking that it's time for me to do something else and let them have the position. We are drowning out. We are resisting the spirit that is within us calling, and we're throwing up these reasons. But listen, if the voice inside of you speaks, listen. If the feeling that you have to do something is there, act on it. We need to remember that we have the Spirit of God in us. It is that Spirit that is pushing us to say yes. It's that Spirit that will lead us to success. If it's time for you to do it, you'll get the call. But also know if it's time for you not to do it, someone else will get the call. The Spirit will not come to you. It will come to someone else. And you don't determine when it's time to quit. Let God do that for you. Let's stop using reasoning and start using listening. We need to listen because the Holy Spirit is always telling us to do something. Not really. We need to listen because sometimes the Holy Spirit is telling us that He's there. That He's there to comfort us, to reassure us, to let us know that God already knows our issues. Whatever is happening to us, whatever we're going through in our lives, the Holy Spirit is there interceding with God for us. He's already going to God before we can form a prayer. He knows, God knows. In Romans 8:26, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Sometimes the Spirit is there for us, for our needs. Not telling us to go do something, but reassuring us that we are loved by God and He will take care of us. The Spirit has already spoken to God and got God's help. But sometimes it's easy to just put it aside. And maybe even forget that the Spirit is within us. I hope not. For the Spirit is still here. It's in each and every one of us today. We'll be there tomorrow. Andy, the Spirit will be with you. We believe that God the Son, Jesus Christ, came, lived with us, died for us, and rose to be with God the Father. Jesus Christ is alive. And before He transcended or ascended into heaven, He said, I will ask the Father, and He will send another Comforter to be with you forever. The scriptures this morning from Romans. But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin. The Spirit gives life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body because of His Spirit who lives in you. In verse 16, the Spirit Himself testified with our spirit that we are the children of God. Today is our chance to renew our connection, to renew our belief in the Holy Spirit, to reaccept what God has already given us. From the very beginning of the day we took our first breath, God has been with us in the Holy Spirit. We may need to just recognize that voice that's talking to us. When I was young, we used to call it a conscience. Don't be unconscious, but conscious thought. Or conscious, a little voice inside of me that Mom said, listen to. It was that little voice that I later learned was the Holy Spirit. The one that told me what to do and what not to do. And the one that told me I did it wrong when I did it wrong. If I did something I shouldn't have done, that conscience would tell me, you need to make it right. You need to go do what's right. Maybe that's a lesson that we haven't used or heard of in this modern day. We don't emphasize enough that God is with us and God is guiding us to our children. And they need to hear it. For the next few minutes, I would like for us to stop listening to all of this distractions that's in our lives. All the things that's going on around us in the church, outside the church, in the world. Take those and move them aside. Just let them be for right now. And instead, start listening to the voice within us, to the feeling that we have, to that thing that makes us say yes before our brain kicks in. That Holy Spirit. If you would, let's take a few minutes to pray. We'll start, you may start the prayer with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. You already know what I want. You already know what I need. But I want you to know I'm listening. So as we bow our heads, close our eyes, and listen to that within us that's calling. If it's calling loud enough, and it wants you to stand and raise your hands to heaven, do it. If it moves you from the pew to come up to the altar and to kneel, do it. If at the altar you need to raise your hands, praising God, do it. Do what you are moved to do. If you're still in meditation, please continue. But I want to offer up a prayer of thanks. Heavenly Father, we come to you. We are thanking you for this power within us that moves us to serve you, that moves us to accept you in our lives and in our needs, and helps us to act out of love, out of your love. Lord Jesus, we thank you. In thy most holy name, amen.
If you would please stand and turn in your hymnals to number 333. We'll sing "I'm Gonna Sing When the Spirit Says Sing."
I'm gonna sing when the Spirit says sing. I'm gonna sing when the Spirit says sing. I'm gonna sing when the Spirit says sing. And in the Spirit of the Lord, I'm gonna pray when the Spirit says pray. I'm gonna pray when the Spirit says pray. I'm gonna pray when the Spirit says pray. And in the Spirit of the Lord, I'm gonna moan when the Spirit says.
Don't forget dinner at 5 and a praise and worship service at 6.